President Biden's visit to Westby comes as more eyes are drawn to western Wisconsin and its congressional race. Republican Derek Van Orden won the open seat in a tight race in 2022. But as Election Day gets closer and outside spending continues to grow, Nathan Denzine reports experts predict this year's race will be even tighter.
Nobody is taking the 3rd Congressional District for granted in 2024.
This is a very competitive district.
The road to the White House runs through Wisconsin 3.
Am I going to campaign for myself? Absolutely. Other local candidates? Absolutely.
The 3rd, which encompasses most of western and parts of central Wisconsin, is the most purple district in a purple state. Every vote is up for grabs. Republican Derek Van Orden is the incumbent after winning the open seat in 2022. He declined multiple requests to be interviewed both in person and virtually for this story, but spoke to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter at the RNC in July.
If people look at my record and they understand how many hours we put in to craft very solid legislation to help out the 3rd, then they should be voting for me.
His supporters point to committee appointments, especially to the House Committee on Agriculture, as proof he's working for residents in the 3rd.
I've worked, I don't know how many hundreds, if not thousands of hours, getting through a bipartisan farm bill that is a remarkable piece of legislation that's going to help everybody from our smallest farmers all the way to the larger farms.
Derek Van Orden is known as this very polarizing figure.
Anthony Trigoski is a political scientist at UW La Crosse. He says the House hasn't done much overall.
Basically, Congress has just been trying to keep the lights on. I mean, they've been really accomplishing the bare minimum.
Since January 2023, Congress has passed just 43 bills.
The bill is passed.
In the previous two sessions, they averaged about 200 bills passed.
How much of this campaign is going to be about the legislative record of Derek Van Orden? We just don't know.
Since his inauguration, 4 bills with Van Orden as a sponsor or co-sponsor have been passed by the House. 3 are related to the armed services, and 1 clarifies that federal funds can be used to buy archery or shooting sports equipment in schools. Committees Van Orden is a member of have also passed legislation. The largest is a 2024 farm bill that has drawn bipartisan praise, but has still not yet been signed into law as legislators haggle over details.
So when people say I'm not helping our smaller farmers or farmers at all, that's another lie, and I just don't appreciate it.
But if you ask a Democrat, Van Orden is a fringe MAGA politician.
Derek Van Orden is a lot of talk and no walk. He's continued to, push radicalism, and his temperament, I think it's all about partisan game playing.
Rebecca Cook is the Democratic nominee for the 3rd congressional seat.
I think he's really proven time and time again by his outbursts. I mean, and it's a kind of like a laundry list at this point.
Outside of his legislative record, controversy has followed Van Orden since his first run in 2020. He attended Trump's Stop the Steal rally on January 6th, brought a loaded handgun through TSA, yelled at a teenage librarian over an LGBTQ+ book display, yelled at a group of teenage Senate pages in the U.S. Capitol for taking pictures, shouted over President Biden's State of the Union address, and got into a heated altercation with a protester outside of the RNC.
People are just plain embarrassed, I think, by the actions that he takes.
I would love them to actually look at my voting record and not listen to the noise that's been putting out.
Van Orden's voting and sponsorship record shows he's the most moderate member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation.
You guys don't understand how many Democrat friends I have in Washington, D.C. The press won't report it.
But Dems aren't convinced.
I can promise you that when push comes to shove, a lot of the radical things that he's talking about consistently on social media, consistently in the press, are going to be where he's going.
Cook says that if she were elected, things would be different.
I think what really sets me apart are my lived experiences.
Experiences like growing up on a family farm in Eau Claire, running a small business, and waitressing 3 nights a week, even during the campaign.
Those types of lived experiences, I think, lend themselves well to being a legislator that really understands what working people are looking for in their representative and what I can deliver on in Congress.
Cook says she would like to serve on the House Ag Committee, as Van Orden does, and work on the farm bill to make sure it protects small family farms.
One of the things that I'm really interested in is right to repair, so the right to repair your own stuff. I'd love to see something like that be incorporated into the farm bill in the future.
She also wants to expand access to health care in western Wisconsin, where the number of providers has shrunk since the pandemic.
We've lost hospital systems. It's not even health care providers, but we've lost literal hospitals for people to go to.
To do that, she says the federal government needs to look at tangible solutions.
What Medicare reimbursement rates look like for hospitals in order to be staying open and serving critical populations.
Cook says other priorities include codifying Roe v. Wade, taking on corporations who have been price gouging consumers, and securing federal funding for PFAS cleanup. At former President Trump's rally in La Crosse, Van Orden said he also wants to talk about policy.
Here in southwestern Wisconsin, honestly, we want to talk about policy. We want to talk about issues. We really don't want to talk about personality.
But Van Orden's website, where he lays out his top policy priorities, has not been updated since 2021. His positions include ending COVID-19 restrictions on schools, tax cuts, and, quote, leading with integrity. Van Orden's social media accounts are also light on policy, and PBS Wisconsin could not find a campaign platform or specific policy positions elsewhere. As to how all of this will play out, it's anyone's guess.
Can Derek Van Orden continue to emphasize his brand as a political outsider, even though he is now in Congress? And can Rebecca Cook withstand millions of dollars of negative campaigning?
Political insiders believe Van Orden still has the inside track, but with money from state and national groups pouring into the race, nothing is certain.
Derek Van Orden is a favorite, but not overwhelmingly so. And a lot can happen between now and November to either solidify Van Orden's advantage or to undermine his advantage.
For Here and Now, I'm Nathan Denzine in La Crosse.